I can go on and on because you just got a real cool vibe, man. Yeah, we can talk and chill. We should like get coffee or something.
Yeah, we should, man. Absolutely.
We're in your house, we're in your car, we are wherever you are, playing you the rest of the best in gospel music.
Hi, my name is Apostle Burl Howard, and guess what? You're listening to Soul Prosper Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Ernest Pugh, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio. Keep it locked right here.
Soul Prosper Radio.
There you go.
Stay with me.
This is Ronette Harrison.
I'm Kirk Whalen.
Hey, this is Cheryl Pepsi Riley.
I am Tashina Arnold.
And together we are chosen.
Hey, Digger. This is Fred Hammond.
This is Sherry Shepherd.
Hey, this is Percy Beatty, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio.
Cole, the Rose of Gospel, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio. Y'all keep it locked.
My name is Michelle Williams. I love hanging out with Soul Prosper Radio.
This is Kim Burrell, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio.
Got a real cool vibe, man.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to On the Record. I'm Fred Willis, your gracious host. It has been a while. It's been a long time. And after a month-long hiatus, we are back. And what a way to come back. We're talking about Whitney Houston's new music, brand new music. There is a song, y'all, from 1981. Then 17-year-old Whitney Houston recorded a song entitled He Can Use Me. We're going to close the show with that song. But in the midst of the show, we're going to hear from a few gospel artists that were very close to Whitney Houston. They're going to speak about her life, her walk with the Lord, and this music that we're going to hear from. We know over the years, over the course of her life, Whitney Houston revisited her gospel roots. She regularly revisited her gospel roots. But this song, He Can Use Me, is part of a brand new release featuring six previously unheard gospel tracks, y'all. Six previously unheard gospel songs. It's brought to us by the Gaither Gospel Series. I'm going to read a little more about that later on in the show. But as we get into the show, let's get into it. I want to thank all of y'all for hanging with me, for keeping those subscriptions live. Even though it looks like we went away, we ain't going nowhere, y'all. Soul Prosper Radio is on the air 24 hours a day, bringing you great gospel music right here from the heart of Fort Worth, from the Southwest side, y'all, to the world. So thank y'all for rocking with me that way. Listen, it's time to get into the show, to get into this music, to get into today's topic and subject, the late great Whitney Houston.
Hi, this is Kim Burrell, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio.
Whitney really loved the Lord. Seeing her perform in movies, talking about him, seeing her perform for Mandela and sing about God, seeing her testify about him on the biggest stages allowed to her, just was a testimony of her heart for God. One of her claim to fames is, I wouldn't say leaving, but taking a break right in the middle of her highest level of popularity to sing background with our sister Cece and brother BB. I think she just was a gospel singer wrapped up in pop music, and she loved it, and she included it in all of her shows, which made a lot of us gospel artists just completely respect her and appreciate it so much because, of course, there are so many differences in the pop life and the gospel life, and she just made so much of what we do as gospel singers relevant. She just loved it so much, and we appreciated that.
The indomitable voice of Whitney Houston lives on with the release of He Can Use Me, the powerful new single from I Go to the Rock, the gospel music of Whitney Houston. It is the long-awaited gospel album from the legendary singer, or as we love to call her, simply The Voice. He Can Use Me is a stunning early gospel recording by a then 17-year-old Whitney Houston from 1981. This recording reveals how even at an early age, she sang with emotional conviction, vocal power, range, and dexterity. These became the hallmarks of her sound, and what has been documented in this press release as what she brought to all of her recordings, her powerful recordings. He Can Use Me is the second release from I Go to the Rock, the music, gospel music of Whitney Houston. And it follows the premiere earlier this year of Testimony, another gospel recording of Whitney Houston. This new song, He Can Use Me, is one of six never before released tracks that are featured on this album. The album releases today, Friday, March 24, 2023, and it is accompanied by a documentary, TV special, and DVD. The album is available on CD through Gaither Music Group and on all digital streaming platforms via Arista Legacy Recordings. This is also done in cooperation with the estate of Whitney Elizabeth Houston. I believe you need to get this and add it to your collection today. If you love Whitney like I do, I remember writing about Whitney the day of her funeral. And I remember sitting there, I just took a moment and I paused and I just wept because I said, you know, we will never really, I guess, fully realize the gift that was in Whitney Houston. And I see with this gospel recording, we have a chance to, you know, go back and look at some of the other songs that she recorded through the years and also hear some of the songs that she recorded that were unreleased in her lifetime to just see how she allowed the Lord to use her. Now, I'm not conflating anything. This is just what we have, right? This recording, this collection of recordings here. And I believe it's special. I mean, Whitney Houston is a once in a lifetime singer. She's a once in a generation singer. I would say it spans multiple generations. I don't think there was a singer like her in my mama's lifetime, not even in my grandparents' lifetime. So Whitney Houston is just that person, just that kind of voice, a singer. Not necessarily a songwriter. Aretha Franklin was a singer and a songwriter. But Whitney Houston was a person where she, listen, give her your song and she's going to make a hit of it. Just ask Dolly Parton, right? Well, this DVD that is also accompanying the album release and TV special is hosted by her friend, a really good friend, Grammy Award winning gospel singer. And she has won so many awards since she returned to music a few years ago after a 10-year hiatus. CC Winans, y'all, is produced by Barry Jennings. And the documentary follows Whitney's gospel journey from her first ever performance in front of an audience to her many, many, many breathtaking appearances performing gospel songs to recording the soundtrack of the 1996 film, The Preacher's Wife. Now, y'all know The Preacher's Wife. That was one of those albums that stands alone. You could either watch the film or you could listen to the music. I was one of those people. I didn't care too much for the film, so I just listened to the soundtrack. You know, there were so many great songs on that album. Listening to Whitney work with the Georgia Mass Choir was incredible. I mean, she fit right in. You know, it's almost like she was a gospel singer. Help is on the way. I think that's the song. Of course, you got I Love the Lord, Richard Smallwood. Oh, my God. But, you know, the way I love the way she handled Help is on the way, because that's one of those songs that, you know, if you're in church, you hear those opening chords, you know, it's like you got to bring it, man. You can't fumble around that. You can't R&B that song. You can't soul that song. That's a gospel song. And so her dexterity, it's already mentioned in the press release, her dexterity of that song and how she handled that song, you know, with ease and with what gospel music calls for, I think made that album, that soundtrack, that much more special. Of course, there are other songs that we don't talk about, like Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." It's a big choir song, you know, it's part of the soundtrack. But when you think of Whitney Houston's gospel music, you really have no further to look than The Preacher's Wife soundtrack. And so that's, you know, that's all we've had over the years. But now we have I Go to the Rock. That's another one, y'all. I Go to the Rock on that album. It's such a good album, man. But now we have a collection of her music, as you've already heard, Testimony and He Can Use Me. Now, let me tell y'all about He Can Use Me. It's from 1981. So when you hear it and if it does not move you in a particular way, you got to remember, man, that was 41 years ago. 42 years ago. And also, that's all they had. They didn't go back and spruce it up. They didn't say, hey, let's add this because gospel music is doing this now. Let's do these overdubs. No, this is Whitney Houston. This is Whitney, y'all. And she's singing that song. So I love it. I think you'll love it as well. You got Testimony, I Go to the Rock. The album also pulls from recordings of performances like when she sang Hold Up the Light with BB and CC Winans. I'll read the track list off in a little bit. But to finish telling you about this album, it rivals, I guess, The Preacher's Wife soundtrack, which became the best-selling gospel album of all time, and rightfully so. I mean, we are talking about The Voice. So The documentary TV special I Go to the Rock, the gospel music of Whitney Houston, airs tonight. Well, I guess it'll start airing this weekend, start airing tonight through the weekend, and you know, on and on and on, tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern time on both the UPTV network and Aspire TV. Shout out to Magic Johnson. All right, so that's what I have about Whitney Houston's I Go to the Rock, the gospel music of Whitney Houston. I'm going to let you hear from her sister, Pat Houston. She's going to talk about her sister and her journey, her faith journey, in regard to this album. Let's hear from Pat Houston now.
I was looking at books that was on my bookshelf, and I saw this one small Bible, and it was a Bible that her mother had given to her in 1987. Every time I look at that little Bible, I just think about, you know, the love that her mother had for her at that particular time, you know, and what she wrote inside of it. Just always remember, you know, who you belong to, meaning God. On her last tour in 2010, you know, there were a few venues that didn't want her to do a gospel song. And she would tell me, you know, that's a part of my show. Without gospel, there is no show. And she would definitely sing, I Go to the Rock, or I Love the Lord. There was just no way that there could be a performance without those songs. She loved gospel music. It was the root of her soul, and she never, never let it go.
You know, so often we hear from R&B singers, soul singers, pop singers, people who come out of the church. We hear about how gospel music has shaped their life. We hear about how they learn to interact with audiences by singing at church. We learn how we hear about how they learn how to control their voice, how to belt those notes out. They learn how to, you know, work an audience in church. And so we hear from singers like Fantasia, Jennifer Hudson. Those names come to mind when you think of, you know, current singers who I guess may mirror the life and times of Whitney Houston. But, and you know, Fantasia, she look, y'all, she has come to the point now to where she has a full blown gospel section in her show. Not any different from what Patti LaBelle may do, you know. So these are just names. And of course, there's a small circle of names that come to mind. There are many others, some not maybe as well known abroad around the country as others. But we all also have those who come from the R&B world into the church realm seamlessly. It seamlessly happens. They may act in films. They may sing gospel music. They may do tributes. You may have even a singer like Yolanda Adams. Don't y'all forget about Auntie Yo-Yo now. Yolanda Adams, who seamlessly moves in between gospel music and secular music and or inspirational music. She does have limits to what she does, but you know, a powerful singer in her own right who can stand tall, pun intended, in either arena. So you know, Whitney Houston is one of those people who, even though it seems like she lost her way sometimes, she never forgot her gospel roots, and gospel never forgot about her. How about that? Gospel never forgot about her. Gospel music artists like BB and CeCe Winans were very close friends. If you remember back, she was eulogized by Bishop Marvin Winans, and since then, BB Winans has, I believe, he has written or produced a play in memory of her. And it was so interesting to see BB emerge as the, I'm not going to say protector of her legacy and the state or her statement of faith, but as the person who rose to say, listen, y'all, she was a person of faith, regardless of what you saw in the news, regardless of what you saw on television, regardless of what you thought about her, she was a person of faith. And so I thought that was interesting that BB took on that role, not CeCe, not Bishop Winans. But BB says, I got this, y'all. And of course, he enlisted the help of great people with him. I think that was on Broadway. When I talked to BB Winans about it, it was very brief. And I wanted to go back to our interview to find it, but time did not permit me to do that research today. When I talked to BB Winans, we were talking about his book, Made for This. And I believe that was sort of the same heart and spirit that he put into his work, you know, in memorializing the faith of one Whitney Houston. So let's hear from BB Winans. He's going to talk about his time with her, her journey of faith through his perspective. Let's hear from BB Winans now, y'all.
She loved God. and every fiber of her being was gospel. You know, I tell friends sometimes, put on the video and watch Whitney sing Greatest Love of All and count how many times she says, "Thank you, Lord." That's your homework. Watch those and count how many times she says, "Thank you, Lord," in the song that has nothing to do with the Lord. But that's who she was. She was our missionary. And she took that seriously. And so everywhere she went around the world, she made sure she told somebody during her concert about the love of Jesus. And that's what missionaries do.
Well, y'all, that's B.B. Winans talking about his missionary. He said she was our missionary. I was about to say Whitney Hutton. Y'all remember the episode of Martin? Whitney Hutton. Oh, my God. Whitney Houston, y'all. The voice. Whitney Houston has gospel music. That's what we're talking about today. I Go to the Rock, the gospel music of Whitney Houston. We've heard in this episode from Pastor Kim Burrell. We heard from Pat Houston, Whitney's manager and sister-in-law. And also we heard from gospel great B.B. Winans, who called Whitney our missionary, talking about how many times she says, "Thank you, Lord," in The Greatest Love of All. I think I'm going to go back and check that out. I'm going to try to count that. Real quick music trivia here. The Greatest Love of All, it was popularized, I guess, by Whitney Houston, but she was not the first person to record it. It was originally recorded by George Benson. Yep, that George Benson. George Benson was a jazz guitarist before he got really, before things got smoothed out. Yes, he was a very in demand and popular. He still is, by the way, a popular jazz guitarist. But that song was originally sang by him. I'm not sure if he wrote it yet. This is another piece of homework that I probably should have done before the show, but I did not. But let's keep things rolling along. I know you want to hear about the songs on this 15-track album. It captures her gospel music journey and features, as I already told y'all, 6 never-before-released songs. And I'll say this, probably never before heard, never before imagined that Whitney will be singing these songs. This recording, they're telling us, it gives us a glimpse of her deep faith and the deep faith behind the voice that continues to uplift and impact countless lives around the world. The album kicks off with I Go to the Rock. You know that song? Then Jesus Loves Me. Third on the album is He Can Use Me. That's the song we're talking about today. Joy to the World. Y'all remember that one? We try to sing it every year. We've got Bridge Over Troubled Water. That comes to us from VH1 Honors from 1995. And it's also previously unreleased. Then we've got Testimony, I Look to You. You remember that one with Kim Burrell? His Eyes on the Sparrow. Hold On, Help is on the Way. I talked about that one. This Day. That's also from VH1 Honors from 1995. I Found a Wonderful Way. That sounds like an interesting song. Another one from The Preacher's Wife, Joy, I Love the Lord, and I Believe. That's also previously unreleased. Now that TV documentary that I'm telling you about that premieres today or tonight on UPTV and Aspire TV, that's going to feature 10 songs, 10 performances. I Go to the Rock, featuring the Georgia Mass Choir from Saturday Night Live 1996. In case you never thought gospel music was on Saturday Night Live, there it is, y'all. Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah, from the Arsenio Hall Show, 1990, y'all. We're talking some black greatness. This Day, that's that VH1 Honors taping from 1995. Jesus Loves Me from Santiago, Chile, 1994. Wonderful Counselor, Whitney, Sissy, and Gary Houston. Family Business right there from the American Music Awards in 1988. Hold Up the Light, Whitney and BB and CC Winans from the NAACP Image Awards 1989. So they're kind of going back for a lot of these performances. I don't think they have one in from 2000 and beyond, but everything stretches from, let's see, from 1988 to 1996. So that's as far as, we've got I Look to You. From 2009, they're going to be playing that. They're going to be playing Bridge Over Troubled Water, also from VH1 Honors 1995. I Love the Lord, featuring Georgia Mass Choir from the 50th anniversary of Ebony Magazine, their TV special in 96. And finally, Joy to the World. from that same special in 1996. Listen, I can't wait to see it. I really want to look at all of it and hear all of it today. If you're streaming music, you definitely want to stream this and check it out. You know, get to hear and see another side of Whitney Houston, because we've got, you know, the quips that we share all the time. Bobby Brown is the king of R&B. Oh, man, I would say that Wendy Williams interview, that man, that just remains a spectacle. But there's so much to Whitney Houston. I'm being serious now. There's so much more to Whitney Houston. And there's so much more to the people who make music. You know, their lives and times are not without trouble. And as a matter of fact, Job said, our days, man born a woman, our days are full of trouble. You know, our days are short, full of trouble. I'm messing that scripture up, but y'all know what I'm saying. That trouble will always find its way into our lives. What we do with it, how we find our way out of it is up to us. Now, the Lord is always a present help. And we know with Whitney's life, listen, Whitney's life did not end in a way that we would want to celebrate her life ending, but we can still celebrate her life. We still can celebrate the music that she made. The way that she used her voice to uplift people, just to, you know, be a beacon of light when she was, when she could be. And I think that's the thing, that you do what you can while you can. And so as you inspire others when you need it, Bill Withers said that we all gonna need somebody to lean on. And that's why we do what we do, so that when I need some help, hopefully the people that I've helped along the way can in turn help me, right? So here, this is where we are today with the gospel music of Whitney Houston. I go to the rock. And as she sang in that song, maybe the people can't help you. When all the earth around you is sinking sand, on Christ, the solid rock I stand. When I need a savior, when I need a friend. That's not the lyric. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock. And I hope that you do that as you listen to this album, as you check it out. Listen, man, there's only one Whitney Houston. I Want to Dance with Somebody, the biopic that came out, also produced by her sister-in-law Pat Houston, that did draw good comparisons, I think, and I know it drew criticisms, drew good comparison to the late great singer. So there are people coming up who can kind of put us in the mind of Whitney Houston. But y'all know, just like I do, ain't nobody, never will be, and there really shouldn't be. So with that, I'm closing the show with He Can Use Me today. I'm going to let you hear just a little bit of it, because I don't need any strikes against the show. But you can always hear it on Soul Prosper Radio. Yes, indeed. You can hear it on Soul Prosper Radio. We are a friend to this great music, lover of the soul, great soul, Whitney Houston. I want y'all to be blessed today, and thank you so much for listening to B.B. Wine and Pastor Kimberell and Pat Houston, even listening to me. I think I had a little something to say, so I hope y'all enjoyed the show. I hope you enjoyed the tunes. All right, this has been On the Record. I'm Fred Willis, your gracious host. Why don't you come back and see us next time? If you have not already subscribed today, I promise to bring you more great content. I promise to bring you more interviews. I promise to bring you more great gospel music. We're going to be talking about it for sure. All right, that's my time for today. This has been On the Record. And until next time, I holla. I want to live. I want to live. So that God.
swirl. Yes. Mm-hmm. So the Lord will walk with me. Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, yes.
Oh, man, it's for real.
It's SP Radio.